Rescue workers in New York and Washington, D.C. are searching for signs of life in the wreckage of two of America's most famous landmarks. President Bush says there will be justice.
I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice. We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
In New York, thousands are feared dead in the collapse of the World Trade Center's twin towers. Each was 110 stories. All that remains is a pile of rubble and twisted steel about five stories high. In Washington, hundreds of people are unaccounted for in a collapsed section of the Pentagon. Both complexes were struck by hijacked airliners yesterday morning. U.S. authorities are struggling to determine who might have been responsible for such a well-organized, devastating attack. NPR's Martin Kosty has this update.
For many Americans, the news coming out of New York and Washington yesterday was simply mind-numbing. Last night, roughly 12 hours after the attacks, President Bush addressed the nation.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger.
The devastation is worst in New York. Tens of thousands of people used to work in the World Trade Center's famous Twin Towers in Lower Manhattan. Now World Trade Center Plaza is the site of a pile of rubble and a very difficult rescue operation. Last night, two police officers were pulled out of the wreckage alive, but some 300 police and firefighters are still missing and presumed dead. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says the loss of life is, in his words, more than any of us can bear.
As far as the number of people in the building, that'll be in the thousands. But there's no way of knowing at this point, and we're going to keep praying and hoping that we save as many people as possible.
Among the dead are 266 passengers and crew on board four hijacked commercial flights. These planes were apparently used as the weapons to strike the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. Attorney General John Ashcroft.
American Airlines Flight 11 departed Boston for Los Angeles, hijacked by suspects armed with knives. This plane crashed into the World Trade Center. United Airlines Flight 175 departed Boston for Los Angeles, was hijacked and crashed into the World Trade Center. American Airlines Flight 77 departed Washington Dulles for Los Angeles, was hijacked and crashed into the Pentagon.
A fourth plane that crashed in rural Pennsylvania is assumed to have been part of the attack. The details of what happened on board those planes are still sketchy at best. Barbara Olson, one of the passengers on Flight 77, managed to telephone her husband, U.S. Solicitor General Theodore Olson, from the plane. She described the attackers as wielding knife-like instruments to take control of the flight. Authorities appear to have little information on how the attackers could have taken control of four commercial airliners. Investigators are reportedly following up leads at Boston's Logan Airport, and there have been reports that the U.S. is looking at the possibility that Saudi billionaire and avowed anti-American militant Osama bin Laden could have organized the attack. Bin Laden is on the FBI's most wanted list, but Afghanistan has given him safe haven. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban movement yesterday repeated its position that it will not give bin Laden up unless the U.S. can offer proof against him in an Islamic court. While the U.S. has not yet laid blame on any groups, many international observers fear an attack against bin Laden or other targets in Afghanistan. The United Nations is considering withdrawing its personnel from the country in anticipation of possible hostilities. Today in New York and Washington, rescue and recovery efforts continue. The Pentagon hopes to open for business despite the damage to one side of the building, and the streets that have been cordoned off around the White House have been reopened. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Washington.